This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, December 13th. God's word to you today is foretold and fulfilled. Our scripture reading is taken from Revelation 19, verse 10, and it says, "Then I fell down at his feet to worship him. But he said, 'No, don't worship me. I am a servant of God, just like you and your brothers and sisters who testify about their faith in Jesus. Worship only God. For the essence of prophecy is to give a clear witness for Jesus.'" The next prophecy we would be considering is, the soldiers would gamble for the Messiah's clothes. It was prophesied that the soldiers would gamble for Jesus' clothes. Psalm 22 verse 18 says, "They divide my garments among themselves and throw dice for my clothing." We see the fulfillment in Matthew 27 verse 35, which says, "After they had nailed him to the cross, the soldiers gambled for his clothing by throwing dice." Too accurate. Even if we say that Judas read the scriptures and knew that 30 pieces of silver was his bargaining price, what about the soldiers? It actually occurred to me that perhaps Judas had read the scriptures, but did the soldiers read the scriptures too? Yet they did exactly as it was prophesied. One of the most undisputable things about life is the accuracy of prophecy. Another thing that stands out here is that Jesus did not wear cheap clothes. His shirts and sandals were top quality. If Jesus' clothes were worthless, the soldiers would not have been fighting over it or be casting dice over who should get what. They would just use them to clean the blood of their shoes after the whipping. I guess you can see Jesus paid attention to dressing well. Back in the day, I was more focused on the anointing. I would say, people are here for the anointing, and I did not believe how I looked mattered much. But my wife would say to me that people would see you before they hear you. My focus is still on the anointing. But I have also learned from Jesus, you are an ambassador for Christ Jesus. Make the effort to represent the kingdom well. Again, perhaps the value they placed on Jesus' clothes was not only because of the quality of his clothing. Maybe they knew that even his clothes would be anointed. Maybe they recognized that this man they killed had raised the dead, healed the sick, multiplied bread and fish, and cast out demons in his lifetime. So they struggled for his clothes, perhaps as points of contact for their own miracles, and then resorted to throwing the dice for it. Regardless of this, it was prophesied that the soldiers would gamble for the Messiah's clothes, and we see this fulfilled in Jesus Christ. The next prophecy is, the Messiah would pray for his enemies. The prophecy is in Psalm 109 verse 4, which says, "I love them, but they destroy me with accusations, even as I am praying for them." The fulfillment is in Luke 23 verse 34, which says, "Jesus said, 'Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing.'" The significance of this is, God is not asking us to pay a price that he himself is not willing to pay. God exemplified forgiveness by forgiving, and this sets the example for us. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are worthy of my worship and adoration. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.